Jessica Callahan, what is workplace bullying?
Bullying itself is usually characterized by acts or verbal comments that can mentally or physically harm or isolate a person. So it's behavior that humiliates, demoralizes, or otherwise undermines a victim's credibility or effectiveness. Usually bullying is defined by repeated incidents or a pattern of behavior. But when you talk about workplace bullying, it's that type of behavior that occurs within a workplace. It can be from a supervisor to an employee, for example, because often people look at workplace bullying as having a component of an imbalance of power. So obviously a supervisor or a manager has a little more power in the workplace than an employee does. There could also be an imbalance of expertise where somebody has a lot more experience or knowledge in an area and they could be perceived as being the bully. So it could be coworker to coworker.
Ms. Callahan, can you give me an example or two of workplace bullying?
Workplace bullying from a supervisor to an employee could involve something like constantly changing work guidelines or establishing unrealistic goals, like setting a goal or a deadline that is almost impossible to meet and it would be impossible for anyone to meet. There can be an opposite extreme where you actually minimize somebody's role in a workplace. So rather than giving them too much work, you may marginalize them or give them too little work.
Workplace bullying, I've been in the news business a while, I believe it's underreported. Would you agree?
That's a really good question because I think all kinds of media reports try to give statistics on workplace bullying. I'm not sure that I want to quote any statistics. You know, you started out by saying, do I think it's underreported or not? I think a lot of people have experienced workplace bullying. I'm just not sure I can comment on the frequency.
I see a catch-22 situation looming here, Ms. Callahan. If he or she seeks recourse, say, from human resources, I've heard it said that human resources is the last place one goes to attempt to right a wrong because he or she becomes the problem. I think there are some elements of truth in that. Therefore, what can the aggrieved person do other than leave, which, of course, is what the bully wants in the first place?
That is a potential outcome in some situations, for sure. I would take a step back and say, what can the organization do? Employers need to realize that there are some pretty significant costs to bullying in the workplace. There's increased absenteeism. There's increased turnover because, as you say, sometimes the person feels that the only recourse they have is to leave. People have reduced morale. It may not just be the victim, but the coworkers see what's going on, and so everybody has to stop and talk about it. People may be afraid to put forward ideas because they think they might be criticized. So there really are significant costs to the workplace. So I strongly encourage employers to develop a policy whereby they make a commitment that there will not be workplace bullying or bullying behaviors in their workplace, and that they're going to foster a culture of mutual respect and dignity in the workplace. One component of that policy, which is why I wanted to step back that far, is that there should be a clear reporting process and system identified in the policy. So anybody who feels that they are being subjected to bullying, and the policy would also define what bullying is, what kinds of behavior are unacceptable. That they would know who to report that to, and the person who receives the report would be the person who is responsible for taking action, and that they would be properly trained to do an investigation and take action based on the report of bullying. In terms of actually filing that report, whether you feel that that's the right thing to do or not, I encourage people on the other side, the person who is the victim, to educate themselves about bullying and the types of behavior that can be perceived as being bullying, and to affirm to themselves that they really do feel that they are being subjected to bullying, and to document. If you ignore the behavior, it's not going to go away. So the best thing to do is to say to the bully, I don't think that this is acceptable behavior. You're making me feel upset, and I would like you to stop.
I was going to add, people coming forward, that's another situation where others may sympathize with the person who is the target, so to speak, and give that person moral support, but as far as going another step, that is to say, going to the supervisor and saying, don't do this anymore, or something like that, they're afraid to do it because of their own job.
They're afraid of retaliation. I've got to say, I think it takes a lot of courage to stand up to bullying. Because by the time you realize you're being bullied, you probably already are experiencing some stress, some feelings of demoralization, and you probably have feelings of self-doubt. The bottom line is that if you don't try to rectify the situation, it's highly unlikely it's going to rectify on its own.